sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Fangs, let's be honest.
We've got one side of the story. They always say there's two sides to every story. So good morning, side two. This is Afton. Hi, Afton.
Hey. Hi.
Thank you for coming on with us. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's okay.
So we talked to Matt. He was the one, he reached out to Monica in the first place, said, hey, I'm looking for advice. I went out with this girl a couple times and things just kind of stopped and I don't know what happened. So we've heard his side of the story. What would you like to fill in from there?
Okay, well, the reason that I ghosted Matt is legit because he's crazy, like straight up crazy. We went on a couple of dates, which were fine. It was nothing out of the ordinary. But after the second date, I realized he's a real creeper. We went to the movies and we left separately. And okay. I hopped into my car and he hopped into his. And when I got home from the theater, I was walking up to my apartment building. And he was standing there, like, just smoking a cigarette and leaning against his car. Did he tell you that part?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
No. So, all right. So, you go on. This is the second date. You guys don't travel together. You go home on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you go home and he's there?
Mm-hmm. So, he followed you.
But did you see him and he see you? Or you just saw him off in the distance?
It literally was like, I got to my apartment and I parked and then I noticed that he was there.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Oh, that is a creeper.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. But what did he say? Like, he's just there. He sees you?
He said he wanted to be a gentleman and just make sure that I got home safely. But, like, dude, that's not fine.
Mm-mm.
And even if he meant no harm, I was, like, bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes. Yeah,
I just
understood.
Decided not to contact him again. And, you know, it sucks because that's where I got my morning coffee from him. So now I have to try further for it.
Yep. New place.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I get it.
Yeah, that's
I get it.
That is a straight no. And actually, I would think that we go one step further with this is that if this happens again, then this is restraining order territory.
Yeah. But it hasn't happened since that one day.
No, right? No, it happened.
One night.
Right.
Okay.
I have questions for him.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put them on together. So, Afton, thank you. I do appreciate you coming on with us and certainly keep us posted if anything changes.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, Matt?
Yeah?
Would you care to explain any of that?
That's kind of a load of crap that that's how she reacted to that.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you went to her house.
I don't know. I was trying to be a gentleman, kind of make a, I guess it was supposed to be like a surprise move.
Okay.
See me there, and maybe it would lead to something more. I don't know. I guess maybe came off wrong. Maybe came off creepy.
Yeah, you can see how that would come off awkwardly.
I guess.
You just thought it would be sort of a charming thing to do.
Yeah.
Well,
so
now you know it's not.
He wasn't down with that.
No.
Like, that's her deal.
I'm,
now he knows
I feel
it's terrifying.
It's most people's deal. Matt, I would definitely not do that again.
Ever.
And I think, you know, unfortunately in this situation, even if your intentions were pure, your actions have ruin this potential situation. So I would maybe ease back just a little bit in the future. Lesson learned, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad I got my answer,
okay.
I guess. Now I know, you know, what the deal was.
But have you learned your lesson? I think that might be the other question.
Yeah, I guess I won't be trying that move again.
No, I would not. I would put that in a drawer and set that drawer on fire. That's that's a no, Matt. Matt, we do appreciate you coming out with us in the first place, and hopefully this gives you an understanding and a perspective that you just can't do that, man.
He learned something today.
Thanks, guys.
Matt, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.